Welcome to Unearthly Quests, where we travel the world in search for stories about the constellations and the stars in our night sky. For this quest, we're traveling together across Europe, Asia, Africa, and North America to explore the constellation of Taurus. I am your host, Sarah Lynn, and I will be your tour guide for this quest around the world. The word of the day is binary star system. Binary stars are two stars that are orbiting around a common center of mass. If you could speed up time as you look through your telescope, it might look as if they're locked in a dance, constantly rotating around each other. They are sometimes called twin stars. The brightest star in Taurus is Aldebaran, and it is part of a binary star system. Taurus is a very distinct constellation, right between Orion and the Pleiades, and you can easily see the shape of a bull's head in these stars. Aldebaran is its brightest star, and is the 14th brightest star in the night sky. The face of Taurus is made up of five stars. These are commonly known as the Hyades cluster. Let's travel now to ancient Greece, where we meet the beautiful princess Europa. Europa was the daughter of a Phoenician king, Agenor. Europa enjoyed passing the time with her father's cattle, and one day, while she was out with the herd, she chose to follow them towards the sea. As she approached the sea, she saw a white bull whose hide was as white as freshly fallen snow, and its horns were covered in beautiful jewels. She knew he wasn't one of her father's bulls, but he seemed so tame, so she approached the beautiful bull. As soon as she felt safe, she decided to stroke the bull, and soon she was climbing onto its back and grabbing its horns. Immediately, the bull took off into the sea and began to swim across it, ignoring the princess on its back. Europa was scared and confused, so she grabbed on tighter. Soon they reached the shores of Crete, and Europa scrambled off its back. When she turned to look at the bull, she didn't see him anymore. Instead, she saw Zeus, the king of the gods who had been disguised as the bull and had been trying to get close to the princess. Europa was afraid, but she could not escape his godly gaze. After this moment, they began to fall in love, and Europa would soon become the mother to three of Zeus's children, Minos, Rhadamanthus, and Sarpedon. Minos and Rhadamanthus would become judges of the underworld. She did eventually marry the mortal Asterion, who had their own children together as well. But in memory of their love for each other, the white bull was immortalized in the sky as the constellation of Taurus. The ancient Greeks also have a separate story about this area of the sky. The other is of the Hyades. The Hyades were five daughters of Atlas, the Titan condemned to hold up the heavens for all eternity. There were also the sisters of Hyas, a noble archer who was killed by his own prey, a lion, after trying to steal its cubs. When his sisters heard of his death, they mourned for him so much that they died of grief. Zeus recognized this familiar love, took pity on him, and turned them into stars, placing them into the head of Taurus. Hyades translates to the rainers because their appearance coincides with the annual rains of ancient Greece. Now, let's travel to ancient Iraq and meet the Babylonian people, where the story of this constellation is associated with Gilgamesh, the king of the Sumerian city of Uruk. Ishtar was the goddess of love and war, and she fell completely in love with Gilgamesh after he and his friend Enkidu had returned from killing Humbaba, the monster who guards the cedar forest and could change its face. Ishtar wanted to make her feelings for Gilgamesh known, so she went up to him and asked him to marry her. Gilgamesh became angry, refused her love, because he knew she would fall out of love with him the moment someone else came along. Ishtar refused to accept this without a fight. She asked her father Anu to borrow the Bull of Heaven. She plans to send the bull down to Earth to kill Gilgamesh. When Gilgamesh realizes her plan, he reminds her that unleashing the Bull of Heaven would cause a long famine for the people. But she didn't care. She had grain saved away for the people. So, she sends the bull after Gilgamesh and Enkidu to kill them, and Gilgamesh is forced to kill the Bull of Heaven to save the people. Enkidu gets so mad that he picks up the bull's leg and throws it at her. The news of this act is then brought to the attention of Ishtar's cult, who all get together and mourn over the bull's missing thigh. The fight is now honored in the sky. Gilgamesh is seen in the constellation of Orion, and the Bull of Heaven in Taurus. Let's head now to Africa, where we once again meet the ancient Egyptians. The ancient Egyptians also saw Taurus as a bull. The bull was a representation of the sun god Osiris, and in some accounts his sister Isis. As a bull, Osiris was known as the bull god Apis. The priests of Apis were known to find bulls bearing specific marks of Osiris, and this would tell them that this bull embodied the soul of the sun god. This bull was worshipped and cared for until it died or another bull was found with the marks of Apis. Archaeologists today have uncovered tombs with the entombed remains of the Apis bulls. In the springtime, festivals honoring the bulls would occur when the Nile River had overflowed its banks, because the bull was a sign of springtime and renewal of life, as this was the time that the bull constellation was behind the sun. Now, let's travel to North America and once again meet the Navajo people. The story refers to the Star of Aldebaran, which is actually a binary or twin star system. These two stars are very close together. It is a larger, more comprehensive story that encompasses several Navajo tales, but it begins with two women arguing over who were the rightful parents of two beautiful twins girls, whose names translate to long life and happiness. When these twin girls got older and gave birth to their own children, one of them gave birth to a son, who became a monster and terrorized the earth, and the other gave birth to twin sons who became the heroes to the Navajo. These twin boys eventually visited their father, the sun. Their father, the sun, and received weapons with which they slayed the monsters on Earth. These twins became the twin star system that we call Aldebaran. These are a few of the stories told within this constellation. Other stories of Taurus are less associated with lore, or their lore has been lost to time. The ancient Romans saw Taurus as piglets due to a mistranslation from the Greek story. To the Druids of ancient Celtic culture, this constellation was associated with agriculture and celebrated religious festivals every year in its honor. In ancient Persia, Aldebaran, the brightest star in the constellation, was known as one of the four royal stars. For the Abibio in Nigeria, Aldebaran is a mother hen, and the nearby star cluster of Pleiades is her chicks. Many cultures, such as the Kiribati and the Fiji, associate this constellation with sails or boats. And in the Solomon Islands, the Hyades and Aldebaran are bamboo tongs. These are a few of the stories told within this constellation, but there is even more to find. Taurus is a zodiacal constellation, meaning it follows the same path the sun does in our sky. According to modern astrology, those born when Taurus is behind the sun enjoy serene environments, soft sounds, and succulent flavors. They are also very stubborn, but regal. They are diligent laborers and very set in their ways. Looking at the constellation through a telescope, you will easily see the binary star system of Aldebaran. You will also be able to see over 100 stars within the face of Taurus. This is the Hyades. You may also see the Crab Nebula, a supernova remnant that is powered by a pulsar, as well as the Crystal Ball Planetary Nebula, and several others. This is a beautiful constellation to point your telescope or binoculars towards on a clear night sky. Thank you for joining me on this unearthly quest. What would you like to hear about? Send an email to unearthlyquests@gmail.com. Let me know what I should cover next, or what should be the next side quest. Each episode, I give out arbitrary star points. At 500 star points, you can call yourself a star apprentice. At 1,000, a star master. And at 5,000, a constellation wizard. For listening to this episode, you've received 77 star points. If you found Taurus, 24 star points. For subscribing to this podcast, 17 star points. If you leave a review on Apple Podcasts, 36 star points. Thank you for joining me on this unearthly quest. And until next time, remember, if you fall in love, a bull is not always the answer. Only sometimes.